Bonjour mes étudiantes, je suis le professeur de français à Orsin Secondary School au Yibo, État de Rivers. Ça, c'est la leçon pour au niveau de GSS1. Je vais parler aujourd'hui sur le titre La forme positive et négative de les phrases. La forme positive et négatif de les phrases. Les exemples de les mots négatifs sont des examples of negative words. We want to talk about them now. They are ne pas, which means not. Ne pas, not. Ne rien, nothing. Not anything. Ne personne, nobody. No one, not anybody, not anyone. Ne jamais, never, not ever. Ne plus, no longer, no more, not any longer, not anymore. These words I mentioned now, they are the negative words. The words we can use to give negative response to questions. But today we are going to take on one of them. Want to treat on one of them, which is ne pas. Ne pas means not, as we said. You can see the no is written on its own, and there is little dot before pas is written. That shows that something is missing in the middle of no and pas. And that which is missing there is verb. Now let's go to the sentences before we continue so that you understand what I'm saying. We have the first example. To a étudiant, that is a question. And the response, in positive, we are answering yes to it. And yes, we have it as oui in French. So we say, oui, je suis étudiant. To a étudiant, are you a student? You now say, oui, je suis étudiant. Yes, I am a student. In negative, you will use no. In English, no. But in French, we say non. Non, je ne suis pas étudiant. That is in negative form. You are answering now in negative. Je ne suis pas étudiant. And that means I am not a student. Then the next one we have, vous êtes dans la classe. Are you in the class? Oui, je suis dans la classe. Yes, I am in the class. The next says in negative, we have non, je ne suis pas dans la classe. Now this, we have vous êtes dans la classe. We are answering in group. Let's say we are answering the whole class. Are you all in the class? Are you put in the class? Because we are using that verb être. We now say oui, nous sommes dans la classe. Yes, we are in the class. Or we have in negative, non, nous ne sommes pas dans la classe. No, we are not in the class. Before I continue, let me explain to you how we get all this. Now, the first sentence, to a étudiant, are you a student? You answer, oui, je suis étudiant. That's for the positive. Then for the negative, we say, non, je ne suis pas étudiant. How do we put the no and pas in them? First of all, we have to understand our verb. The verb, we have to understand that in the sentence, we look for the verb. Oui, je suis étudiant. The verb there is suis, verb to be. Suis, dear, whenever you get your verb, it must be in between no and the pas, whenever you are writing it in negative. The no, we come first, then the verb follows while the pas comes later. If your verb is not in between no and pa, in the middle of it, that means you are not getting it. It cannot be together. No pa will not stay together. There must be space. No before sui, which is the verb, and pa will come later. Then we also have the second sentence. Nous sommes dans la classe. Oui, nous sommes dans la classe. The verb there is sommes. That is are. We are in the class. Nous sommes dans la classe. So now that we have understood our verb, then we are going to answer non, Nous ne sommes pas dans la classe. Nous, oui, ne sommes pas, are not in the class. We are not in the class. Then, no, you can see that no comes first, while some is in the middle, before the pa. No, pa, there is something that separates them, which is the verb, some. So some is in between no and pa. If it is not written like that, if you don't see it like that, that means it is not correct. So you say no, nous ne sommes pas dans la classe. The next one is Ella and Bebe. Ella and Bebe, has she a baby or does she have a baby? You now say oui, Ella and Bebe. Yes, she has a baby. Now in that sentence, our verb there is are. Are is the verb. Now that we have known our verb, when you're answering it in negative, it will be so simple that you just put the are in between no and the pa. When you put the are in between the middle of no and pa, you will get your answer. Now we can see no, el, na, pa, and bebe. No, el, na, pa, and bebe. That's the answer in the negative form. Now, when you watch, you check the note I gave you, you will see that when I am writing the no for this bebe, I am adding apostrophe on top of the no. I removed e and added apostrophe before I put a, which is the verb. Why did I do so? It's because the no and the a, the e in the no, and the a cannot work at the same time because they are vowels. Two vowels can never match to be in the same place. That's why we have removed the e and added apostrophe. Then we now add our verb. We cannot remove the verb. Instead, we remove the e that is attached to the no. So that's how we write it. Then we have the next sentence, which is the number four. Tu écoutes la radio? Tu écoutes la radio? Oui, j'écoute la radio. Are you listening to the radio? Yes, I am listening to the radio. Non, je n'écoute pas la radio. No, I am not listening to the radio. Now, you can see that in the first one, we say, oui, j'écoute la radio. We have written j'écoute. We have removed the E in the je and write écoute because the two vowels cannot stay at the same place. And we now understand there that our verb is écoute, which means listen or listening. Now, when we are giving the answer in the negative form, we also know that our verb écoute will be in between no and the pa. So the answer there says, non, je n'écoute pas la radio. Non, je n'écoute pas la radio. Because écoute begins with e, which is a vowel. We are also removing the e in the no. We remove the e and put apostrophe on top of the n. Then we also write our écoute and pa before la radio. The number five says, tu as mangé? Tu as mangé? Are you eating? Or have you eaten? Tu as mangé? Have you eaten? The answer in positive form says, oui, j'ai mangé. Yes, I have eaten. The negative says, non, je n'ai pas mangé. No, I have not eaten. Then in the sentence, we can understand that our verb there is a, ai. That is the verb, ai, a. And now we have understood that it is verb, the verb. We are now going to use it to answer the question in negative. And we say, non, je n'ai pas mangé. The N will come and the verb will as well follow before the pa. The verb, which is ai. And here we are not completing the no, any e, as well, because it is, the no is ending at e, and the verb begins with a, which is also vowel. The two vowel cannot afford to stay at the same place. Therefore, we remove the n, e in the n, and put apostrophe, and write our verb before the pas manger. Non, je n'ai pas mangé. The next is to comprendre. To comprendre, do you understand? Then the response in positive says, oui, je comprends. Yes, I understand. Then in negative, we have non, je ne comprends pas. Non, je ne comprends pas. That is in negative. Now the verb in that sentence is comprendre. Understand, comprendre. Now that we have known our verb, we can answer the question in negative. We have non, je ne comprends pas, which is no, I don't understand. You write your je, put your no, which is the negative, then you put your verb, comprendre, before the pas. You can see that the comprendre is now in the middle of no and the pas. Whenever it's not written like that, if your verb is not in the middle of no and pas, that means you are not getting it. So you check whenever you write, the verb must be in between no and the pas. Je tu comprends? Oui, je comprends. In negative, non, je ne comprends pas. Now let's go to the next. Vous avez la leçon maintenant. Vous avez la leçon maintenant. Do you have lesson now? Do you have lesson now? The response in positive says, oui, nous avons la leçon maintenant. Oui, nous avons la leçon maintenant. Yes, we have lesson now. If you check in that sentence, you will see your verb, which is avon. Verb avon. And we are going to use it to answer the question in negative. The negative says, non, nous n'avons pas la leçon maintenant. Non, nous n'avons pas la leçon maintenant. No, we do not have lesson now. How did we write it? We say, nous. We write, nous. N'avons pas. Nous n'avons pas. Because there is the presence of a, which is also a vowel. No, any e. Is the e there is also a vowel. So we are going to respect the verb. And we write n in apostrophe, n, just n, with apostrophe, and write avon before pas. So we have nous n'avons pas. You can see that our verb avant is in between ne and the pas. Nous n'avons pas la leçon maintenant. We do not have lesson now. The next says, tu es le professeur. Tu es le professeur. Are you the teacher? The response in positive says, oui, je suis le professeur. Yes, I am the teacher. Oui, je suis le professeur. Yes, I am the teacher. In that sentence, we have to know our verb. The verb there is suis. S-U-I-S. Suis. That's the verb. Now, we have known our verb. We can use it to answer the question in negative form. We have non. Je ne suis pas là. Je ne suis pas le professeur. Non. Je ne suis pas le professeur. No, I am not the teacher. No, I am not the teacher. No is there. Suis is in the middle and pas is after it. No suis pas. The suis, which is the verb, is in between no and the pas, or in the middle of no and the pas. That is the answer there. Then the last one says, ils sont tes parents? Ils sont tes parents? Are they your parents? Are they your parents? You now say, oui, ils sont mes parents. Iwi is some meparon. Yes, they are my parents. In that sentence, our verb there is son, which is are. Son, S-O-N-T, son, which means are. Now that we have known our verb, we cannot answer the question in negative. Non, ils ne sont pas mes parents. Non, ils ne sont pas mes parents. No, they are not my parents. We have no. Il, no. No comes before the verb. No comes before the verb. And the pas follows it. Pas follows it. You can see that son is in between the no and the pas. So we have the answer there in negative. Non, il ne sont pas mes parents. Now these are the way to answer question, both in positive or negative. When you are given a question, you are expected to answer is either in positive form or negative. When you are answering in positive, that means you are answering with yes. In French, you say oui. But if you are answering in negative, you are answering no, which means no. So it must be in negative as well. The method I have given you. So we've just discussed about ne pas, which is not. Now we have the questions. Number one says, tu as le stylo. Two says, il est un garçon. Three says, vous allez à l'école. Number four says, tu aimes la banane. Five says, elle est une fille. The first one, tu as le stylo. Do you have a pen? Do you have the pen? Two, il est un garçon. Il est un garçon. Is he a boy? Three, vous allez à l'école. Are you going to school? Four, tu aimes la banane. Do you like banana? Five, elle est une fille. Is she a girl? These questions are expected of you to answer in both in positive and negative. Merci. Au revoir pour maintenant.